From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Sweden's highest court has rejected an appeal from WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. He is suspected in two sexual assault cases in that country. A prosecutor has ordered his detention so he can be questioned. The Swedish High Court turned aside Assange's appeal of the detention order. He denies the assault accusations. WikiLeaks also continues to release secret U.S. diplomatic documents following publication this year of classified information about the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Intelligence officials worry the cables WikiLeaks released about meetings between U.S. and Yemeni officials may end up helping al-Qaeda with its recruitment efforts. As NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports, the cables play into al-Qaeda's narrative about the Yemeni leadership.
Tahrir al-Qaeda's arm in Yemen tell it the government of President Ali Abdullah Saleh is corrupt and un-Islamic. So when WikiLeaks released a handful of diplomatic cables that caught President Saleh saying he would lie about U.S. airstrikes, it played right into the group's narrative. Saleh said he would say the missiles were made in the U.S. but were fired by Yemen. The cables also chronicle Saleh joking about whiskey smuggled into Yemen from Djibouti. Whiskey, like all alcoholic beverages, is forbidden by Islam, so joking about it in a conservative Muslim country won't play well with citizens. Officials say they expect al-Qaeda to use the cables in its recruitment efforts. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
WikiLeaks has also said it may publish documents from a major bank. A senior manager of Bank of America says she doesn't know if it's her company, but Anne Finucane says her company has no evidence it's been targeted. WikiLeaks has not said which bank may be involved. The Federal Reserve has released the names of banks and corporations it assisted during the financial crisis. They include important companies in the U.S. and abroad. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Under the financial overhaul bill passed earlier this year, the Fed was required to say who received assistance and how much they got. One program called the Primary Dealer Credit Facility provided emergency overnight loans to banks, including Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley. The term auction facility helped provide loans to companies, and among those using it were Citigroup, MetLife, Bank of America, and J.P. Morgan Chase. A number of companies, including McDonald's, Verizon, and Harley-Davidson, sold commercial paper through the Fed as a way of getting short-term loans. Some assistance also went to U.S. subsidiaries of foreign banks, such as UBS of Switzerland and France's Société Générale. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.
A new report says fewer foreclosed homes were sold in the U.S. over the summer. Online firm RealtyTrack says its index shows sales of foreclosed homes dropped 25% between July and September, probably because sales of all homes dropped across the U.S. at the same time. This is NPR. The House of Representatives will vote on a punishment for New York Congressman Charles Rangel. The Ethics Committee is recommending censure. This is the most severe punishment short of expulsion for the Democrat who has served for 40 years. The committee faulted Rangel's fundraising habits and failure to pay taxes on a vacation home. The Democrat has apologized in hopes of lessening the punishment. Pentagon officials go to Capitol Hill this morning to testify about the possible effects of repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell. NPR's Rachel Martin says the hearing will focus on the results of a 10-month Pentagon study of the issue.
The results of the Pentagon's review showed that repealing the ban on gays serving openly in the military would have only a minimal effect, and that most service members support the idea of getting rid of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Today, Secretary of Defense Robert Gates and the top U.S. military officer, Admiral Mike Mullen, will testify before the Senate Armed Services Committee. They're likely to take tough questions from some senators, including Republican John McCain, who suggested that repealing the ban would be a disruptive and potentially dangerous thing to do in a time of war. The service chiefs of the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines will testify tomorrow. They have also raised questions about how getting rid of Don't Ask, Don't Tell would affect the force. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Washington.
Election officials in Ivory Coast have yet to name the winner of the recent presidential election. They broke a midnight deadline to publish results. Supporters of President Laurent Gbagbo and his top challenger are charging each other with stealing the vote. Now Gbagbo's team wants the whole vote canceled. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News, from Washington.